This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agun Erev Shabbos Rabbeisai. We're going to do something new. I want to share with you this morning some original thoughts on the Parsha. Let us begin with the end of the Parsha. I just want to start with some public service announcements. Firstly, you know, we started a new Seder, Mishnah Yoimis, which began Masechta Brachos. If anybody wants to join us, there are recordings every day of Mishnah Yoimis. They're put on Torah Anytime. They're put on podcast. We have a WhatsApp group. And if you go to our site, rabbidg.com, you could sign up. You get two Mishnayos a day. We usually do it in about 2-3 minutes. And or in the course of a year, you finish the whole Seder. In the course of 6 years, you finish Shishei Sidrei Mishnah. While you're on our site, you could subscribe to our weekly Divrei Torah in English from the Ben Le'ashri in Lashon HaKodesh. Baruch Hashem, the book on Purim for Art Scroll is moving much closer to publication. We have a name. The name of the book will, Bez Hashem, be The Concealed and the Revealed. Mirz Hashem, next week we're going to release the cover. If anybody would like to be Mishtatef, actually, there's still quite some room for if anybody could participate, it would help the Sefer come to fruition. This morning I want to share with you some original ideas on Parshas Boy. I had the zchus this week to speak to the Shvilei Pinchas, Rav Pinchas Friedman, and he was so excited to tell me his Einfall of the week, his great chiddush of the week, and it's based on the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh is found in the Raya Mehemna, in Parshas Kiseitse, Daf Resh, Pei Beis, Amud Beis. And the Zohar HaKadosh reveals to us really something incredible, something astounding. Rav Pinchas Friedman told me that whenever he comes to Parshas Boy, he's always attracted, he's always drawn to the mitzvah of Tefillin, and what Tefillin, its influences, and what its kayach is. And this year, he was sort of drawn to the following Kabbalistic idea, namely, that why do we put tefillin on the left hand? We know it's a gzeres hakasav, al yadecha, yad keha, but nevertheless, there is always deeper meanings, and the Zohar HaKadosh is megale, and let's see, I'll read to you his lashon. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Kishura de tefila diyad dumya de akeda de Yitzchak. The binding of the tefillin. It's like akedas Yitzchak. What else do we have something that's bound? The binding of Yitzchak. So tefillin is like akedas Yitzchak. It's a reenactment of the akeda. And Hagoyin Rav Pinchas Friedman elaborated on this incredible idea based on the important concept that the left hand is Midas Hadin, and the right hand is Chesed. The right is Chesed, and the left is Din. And we always want to be Mizgaber, the Chesed over Gevura. You know, Chassidim, they button their jackets right over left, because that's the Indian. You want the right side of Chesed, to be Mizgaber over Gevurais. And there are many Hanhagos we have, where we give dominance to the right over the left. That's why we always do things on the right side. You put your right hand in your right sleeve before your left hand. You tie your right, you put on your right shoe first. Why? Chesed over Gvura. So Yitzchak is Midas Hadin, the left side. And by tying it, that's a reenactment of the Akedah, where we're binding Midas Hadin. What was the tachas of the Akedah? To imamtik the dinim, to chain down the dinim, to ma'aser the dinim. Avraham was a tzad yamin, tzad of chesed. Yitzchak is a tzad small, the tzad of din. So the akedah then is to be mamtik the dinim, to be mezgaber chesed over din, and we reenact that by hanachas tefillin. Isn't that an amazing thing? You wake up in the morning and you're groggy and you're tired and maybe you're grouchy. Oh, I have to go to Vayashkim Avraham baboiker. Maybe this gives us a new dimension of meaning, why we say the parasha of the Akedah after we put on the tefillin. Why we sing the Akedah after we put on the tefillin? Because the tefillin is like the Akedah. This was a major revelation that the Shvilei Pinchas discovered from the Zayar HaKadosh and Parshas Kiseitse. Tefillin is like the Akedah. If we could humbly add the following two ideas. Namely, why then is the mitzvah of Tefillin coming in the Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim? As if the way we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim is through the Tefillin. The way we're zoichet to come out of Mitzrayim is through the Tefillin. Let's also ask the following question, Rabbi Isai. Because if we look in the end of Parshas Boy, after the mitzvah of Tefillin, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives Klal Yisrael a very mysterious mitzvah. After it says, V'haya la'ois l'cha la'ois al yadicha u'zikaron b'neinecha l'man t'yeh t'ayras Hashem b'ficha ki b'yad chazaka. So we have the mitzvah of tefillin, and immediately after that, we have your favorite mitzvah. V'haya ki v'yacha Hashem al eretz hakanani kasher nishba l'cha v'la v'yisechu nasa nachlach v'ha'avartocho peterechem l'Hashem. We have the mitzvah of v'cho peterecha moyer tivdeh v'seh v'yim lo yisifdeh v'araftoi. We have the mitzvah of pidyon peterecha moyer. I know this is everyone's favorite mitzvah, the mitzvah of Pidyon Petach Hamar. Here it is, God is promising us we're going to go into the land of Israel, and we're all excited. Wow, what are we going to do in Israel? Shemitah, mitzvah satuyos ba'aretz, aliyah l'regel. No, you're going to redeem your donkeys. Isn't that inspiring? Can't you wait? Here, I have some good friends. They're going to Eretz Yisrael on Monday even, and I'm sure what they're looking forward to most is maybe they'll go to Israel, and maybe in their apartment there'll be a chamar, and the chamar will have given birth to a newborn, and then they'll have the opportunity to be in the mitzvah of Pidyon Petach Hamar. I mean, what could be more exciting about Eretz Yisrael than Pidyon Petach Hamar? You understand what I'm saying? I'm taking you out of Egypt, I'm bringing you to the Holy Land, this way you can redeem donkeys. Huh? I mean, could you think of... I always think it's humorous, sometimes, you know, in the middle section of the yeshivish or chassidish papers by the pictures of the gedolim and the rabbanim. So they have sometimes, you know, this gadol giving shir or this admar by his tish. And occasionally they have this tzaddik doing the mitzvah, pidyon peter chamar, and they dress up the chamar in a special outfit, you know, and like special begadim. I mean, come on, pidyon peter chamar, how common is that mitzvah? However, we have an amazing revelation of, obviously, somebody who I just visited, Rabbi Elyo HaKohen of Izmir, the Baal Shevet Musar, Rabbi Elyo Itamri. And he says in the Sefer Karban Eliyahu, what's the inyan of the mitzvah Pidyon Petach Hamar? Who's the Chamor? Yishmael. Yishmael is Am Hadom El Chamor. Who's the Seh? Yitzchak. Yitzchak asks, where's the Seh, Abba? Where's the Seh? The mitzvah, Pidyon Peter Chamor, is basically what happened at the Akedah. What happened at the Akedah? At the Akedah, Yishmael wanted Yitzchak to die. Yishmael wanted Yitzchak to die at the Akedah, but instead, Ribbono Shel Olam sent a Seh b'mekaymai. So the Chamor represents Yishmael, the Am Hadom El Chamor, and the mitzvah Pidyon Petach Hamar is to remember the Ma'aseh HaAkedah. However, if you remember, we once had a very long ma'aracha, an essay on the idea that the purpose of the Akedah was to show the eminence and the prominence of Yitzchak over Yishmael. Yishmael gloated. Yishmael said that I did Milah at 8 days. And what does Yitzchak say? Yishmael said, I did Milah at 13. And Yitzchak said, look, pal, if God would tell me to sacrifice my whole body, I would do it for you. So the mitzvah Pidyon Petach Hamar demonstrates the superiority and the ascendancy of the Jewish people over Yishmael through the Akedah. At the Akedah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Yishmael. Because Avraham tells Yishmael, Yishmael, you see what's on the mountain? Yishmael says, I don't see anything. He tells Yitzchak, you see what's on the mountain? Yitzchak says, yeah, I see the Shechina. So the whole purpose of the Akedah was to give prominence to Yitzchak over Yishmael. That's why at the end of the Akedah it says, V'yira Zarachai Ishar Oyevav. So the purpose of the Akedah was to demonstrate the superiority of Yitzchak over Yishmael. So now it comes out incredible that the two mitzvahs that are juxtaposed at the end of the parasha, Tfilin and Pidyon Peder Chamar, they are both reenactments of the Akedah. Tfilin, we take the left hand, which is Midas Hadin, which is Yitzchak. We take the right hand, which is Chesed Avraham. We bind the left hand, we tie it down, that's a reenactment of the Akedah. And then we have the mitzvah Pidyon Peter Chamar, which is basically, we take the Chamar, the donkey, Yishmael, and we redeem it for a sheep, indicating the liberation of the ascendancy of Yitzchak over Yishmael. So these two mitzvahs are not randomly juxtaposed. Tfilin and Peter Chamar are inextricably bound. Namely, they are both reenactments of the Akedah. But now it behooves us to try to understand and explain why are these two mitzvahs given as an introduction to Klal Yisrael getting out of Egypt? What do these two mitzvahs have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why are these the two mitzvahs recorded at the end of Parshas Boy? And for that, maybe we could explain as follows. We've also suggested over the years about the famous question of the Arizal, that why is Mitzrayim not counted as one of the four Galios? We have Bavel, Madai, Yavan, Edom. What about Mitzrayim? So the Arizal said Mitzrayim encompasses all the Galios. It's the Shoresh, it's the umbrella, it's the Klal of all the Galios. The four Galios correspond to Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Mitzrayim is the Kutzoi Shel Yud, which encompasses everything. So we also asked the question, why isn't Yishmael counted as one of the four Galios? And we suggested, B'dechilu Urechimu, with great trepidation, that in fact, Yishmael and Mitzrayim is the same Galos. As we know, Hagar was the daughter of Paroi. And when Paroi saw the nisim that happened to Sarah, he wanted his daughter Hagar to attach herself to Avraham Avinu. We know that after Yishmael left Avraham's house, he returned to Midbar Paran. Chazal say he reverted and turned back to where he started from. The same way Yishmael is called a Chamar, in Yechezkel, Mitzrayim is called a Chamar. Api Kabbalah, Mitzrayim and Yishmael both are connected to water, the Yam. They both have the same angel, Rahav. They're both steeped in promiscuity, in lewd behavior. In Chayesara, it says by Yishmael, Asher al pnei Mitzrayim, al pnei kol echav nafal. We know there's a very deep connection between Egypt and Yishmael. Therefore, we could suggest, if the Akedah is what shows the supremacy and the ascendancy of Klal Yisrael over Yishmael, Yitzchak over Yishmael, if Yishmael is synonymous with Mitzrayim, how beautiful it is that in Parshas Boy, the Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvahs that are zikaron to Yetzias Mitzrayim, the two mitzvahs given are the mitzvahs that are reenactment of the Akedah, because the Akedah is the way we ascend over Yishmael, and the Akedah is the way we get out of Mitzrayim. So, next Sunday morning, when you wake up in the morning, and maybe you're a little tired, just think that the same way Avram Avinu woke up early in the morning and he saddled his own donkey to fulfill the mitzvah of the Akedah, we have the mitzvah of the Akedah every morning. If you're fortunate enough to have donkeys living in your backyard, then you could do the Akedah with Pidyon Peder Chamar. But if you don't have that incredible opportunity, you have still the opportunity of the mitzvah of tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin is a reenactment, according to the Zohar, of Akedas Yitzchak. So, that is a great gift that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us. Every time you wrap tefillin on your left hand, think, b'mechavein, the left hand is Din, the left hand is Yitzchak, on the right hand is Avraham Chesed, Chesed overpowering Din. And And the next time you say the parasha of the Akedah, right after you wrap yourself in the tefillin, realize that you too have had the opportunity to mekayim the inyan of Akedas Yitzchak. Okay, that's offering number one for today.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.